This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 23rd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather remains warm. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with the sun shining brightly. Jerusalem has a few clouds with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's sunny and pleasant. Meanwhile, Eilat experiences high temperatures under a clear sky. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Walla reports that the IDF confirmed an attack on terrorists in southern Lebanon. This follows reports of casualties in Nabatieh al-Fawqa. Also, earlier today, according to Israel Hayom, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel must reduce its dependence on the United States. He shared this view in a meeting with reserve officers. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports a precedent-setting move by Israel in Palestinian Authority territories. Israel confiscated Palestinian construction equipment in Area A to protect Jewish heritage. Separately, as reported by JNS earlier today, the IDF killed a Gaza terrorist involved in holding an Israeli hostage. This individual participated in the abduction at the Nova Festival last year. And finally, Ynet reports from earlier today that Iran has set a red line in Lebanon. Tehran rejects claims about nuclear inspectors and warns against Israeli actions in Beirut and South Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. A.G. Hamilton, a writer and commentator, posted just minutes ago about false narratives dehumanizing Jews. He warns against the dangers of such rhetoric. Shanaka Anslem Pereira shared an intriguing thought 18 minutes ago, suggesting a wormhole is about the collapse of space's authority, not a tunnel. I24N, EWS English, reported 24 minutes ago that former Israeli Prime Minister Bennett emphasized Israel's right to defend itself in Lebanon. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent confirmation of strikes in southern Lebanon. This comes after reports of fatalities and injuries in the region. According to Walla, the IDF targeted an armed terrorist cell. This escalation could heighten tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments on Israel's strategic independence. In a meeting earlier today, he highlighted the need for Israel to strengthen its defense capabilities. Israel Hayom notes this reflects lessons learned from ongoing regional conflicts. Reducing reliance on allies could shift Israel's international relationships. Meanwhile, Israel's confiscation of construction equipment in Area A marks a significant policy move. As reported by Israel Hayom, this aims to protect Jewish heritage sites. The decision could impact relations with the Palestinian Authority and affect future negotiations. That strike in Gaza, which killed a terrorist involved in last year's hostage situation, comes as tensions remain high. JNS reports this follows the abduction of Omer Shem Tov during the Nova Festival. This action serves as a reminder of the ongoing conflict over hostages and their recovery. Finally, Iran's statement rejecting nuclear inspections adds another layer of complexity to regional diplomacy. As Ynet explains, Tehran's warning against Israeli military actions highlights ongoing friction. This could affect future nuclear negotiations and regional stability. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that cyber unicorn Cato has cancelled its move into Fiverr's former Tel Aviv offices. This decision underscores caution in Israel's cooling tech real estate market. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the development of the Ramat Peak neighborhood in Be'er Sheva. Thousands of career soldiers and tech workers are expected to benefit from this new residential area. And finally, a Walla business study reveals the economic toll of wars on Israeli workers. The revolving door phenomenon sees many, especially women, repeatedly losing jobs during conflicts. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.